Sophia Minard.
And that right there means baseball at its best.
And now, leading off for your Milwaukee Brewers,
Valley Sports Wisconsin's Sophia Minard.
We don't even have to ask any questions. Joining us is Sophia Minard. She can spend the entire time. How long can she talk nonstop about your first place, Milwaukee Brewers?
There's a lot of good stuff to talk about.
Yes. Where are you going to start? First of all, good afternoon. Start wherever you want.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon is a good place to start. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We got through that. All right. What stands out to you? You watch what do you go, wow, or what has you most impressed with all the things going on that have turned them into the first place Brewers?
Well, I'm going to use this moment to just, you know, give a little attention to the offense because, you know, they've had to carry kind of a heavy load here. Just, you know, the start of the season over the first 2 months, it's been all about the pitching and rightfully so. And the pitching staff is really carried this team. And I think this is really the first time, you know, where you've seen a stretch of 7 to 10 games where the offense has really stepped up and it's home runs, it's power, it's two out hits, it's, you know, timely hits, runners in scoring position. So I think, and I think it's coming from a lot of different players, which is a really encouraging thing. I think to me, that's the most encouraging thing is that it's coming from all parts of the lineup. It's not one guy that's carrying it. And I think that's what makes you really optimistic and what you hope is sustainable, is that you have different guys stepping up on different nights.
What? You got some? Okay.
No, from all parts of the lineup, just pick a name. Start with whomever you want, not because it's the most important, but a name that fits that category that you're just talking about.
I would say Willy Adames. I mean, I think just since they acquired him, I think the record is now 11-3, 12-3 in the games that he's played since the trade. You know, the word that you hear over and over and over when people talk about Willie is his energy. And it's all true. Just kind of the boost that, you know, he came at the right time. The team was kind of struggling and he shook things up a little bit. He plays with a lot of energy. He plays, you know, he just likes to have fun. He wants to celebrate things, right? Like we've seen him with, you know, the claws and the big hugs after a home run and, you know, helping guys take their helmet off and all the big high fives, like all that stuff matters, right? I think seeing him also just how he supports all of these guys on the team. He's been really good defensively. He's come up with some big hits. He's had, I think, 3 home runs now in his time with the team. So I think he's an easy one to point to.
So what would you attribute the spike in the offense too? Because I know there's a lot of stuff Homer was talking about, and I've heard a lot of people talking about the pitching dominating early and baseball
right.
Maybe thinking, oh no, they're just too much. And Homer said they went back to the old balls that jumped a little bit more. Then there's rumors out about
my theory, of course, you know, Sophia, which I cannot defend.
About the pitchers and substances that they're using to get more spin on the balls. A lot of stuff going around. I thought for one the rumors about them going to start to investigate that more with the pitchers, maybe got some guys to back off of using that now, and now all of a sudden the offense is picking up. I don't know what's your take on why the offense is picking up, and it's not just the Brewers per se.
Right. I mean, I'll only speak to the Brewers. I'm not going to speak to the rest of the league, but I think. You know, for these guys, I think part of it is timing. I think part of it is weather, just the fact that it's warmer out, the roof is open now, they're playing in open air. You're seeing that true, you know, even when they're on the road. But I think especially at home, you know, they had been struggling offensively at home up until this point. And then I think it's just, you know, guys settling in, right? I mean, there's ups and downs throughout a season, and I think you know, we're kind of just now getting to the point where they've played essentially the number of games that their entire season was last year when everything was so magnified. And so you get to this point and you recognize there's still 100-plus games in front of you. So I think they've done a really good job of just staying the course, even though there have been ups and downs. And that's true for the team and that's true for them individually. But they've really just stayed the course. And that's what we heard from Christian during the series, was that, you know, they're very aware of kind of all the, I guess, criticism that the lineup and the offense has taken for their lack of production, but they, you know, they've just stuck to it and they've just continued to show up every day. And now I think you're seeing the better results that you were hoping for. I do think part of that has to do with them being healthy too.
I don't know what Garcia played last year, but it's not the same one that's playing this year. Every time he's at the plate, he hits the ball hard, and just his plays in the outfield, this has to be the player they thought they were getting and hoped they were getting. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think Avi's been tremendous. Like he's really been the steady one in the outfield, you know, with Lorenzo Cain and Christian Yelich dealing with injuries, and for JBJ, it's been a slow start. So Avi's really been the steady one in the outfield in terms of his availability every day. He's played really great defense in right field. You know, he doesn't have the gold glove like the other three, but his defense has really, really been solid. And I agree with you. It's a lot of hard contact. He's leading the team in homers. He's come up with big hits. It's to all fields. It's just, he's really benefiting, I think, from, you know, the time that he put in the offseason. He spent individual time with hitting coach Andy Haynes in the offseason as well. And he showed up ready to go and really motivated. So I think he's definitely been one of the most consistent hitters in that lineup to this point.
I'm a little worried about Colton Wong, the oblique. Make me feel better about that, Sophia.
Look, it's not great that he has the injury for a second time. He doesn't think it's particularly serious. I think the only thing with this time around, right, is I think they're going to be cautious and make sure that they really get rid of it as much as they can, or get Colton to a place where he feels like it's totally behind him. You know, the obliques are really tough for a player like him, you know, who is so athletic and so dynamic, and he's all over the infield and, you know, just at bats, right? Like, I mean, your oblique, you're using it on essentially every baseball movement you make. So that's the tough nature of the oblique injuries, but I think they're pretty confident that they can get Colton back on the field and hopefully put this behind him.
Well, the offense is up, but your guy Peralta almost had a no-no there.
Yeah, that was a $500
yes.
No-no for me.
It was close.
Oh.
Yeah, I have a $50 bet with Ben Brust at the beginning of the year that the Brewers are going to throw a no-hitter, and I win $500 when it happens, because it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. So, but my point is, you can't have a hitting pick up and then the pitching go down. But the pitching is, they're still super super solid.
Oh yeah, no, the pitching has just been remarkable. Really, it's been so cool to just watch them kind of back each other up, right? When one goes out, like Freddie, and he takes a no-hitter into the eighth, and then Corbin yesterday sets a career high with 13 strikeouts and 7 scoreless innings, and Brandon Woodruff is National League Player of the week before. I mean, these guys have just really taken on this challenge of becoming an elite group in the National League, and I think they knew going into the season they had to be good, you know, that the pitching had to be the foundation of this team's success, but they've taken it to another level. And it's really cool to see them do that individually and then how that carries over to the group of, you know, they just continue to push each other every day.
Now, and Sophia, I know you won't follow up on this, but to me, there's got to be more time given to Brad Boxberger. One of these restaurants or fast food place, they got to have a Boxberger. Come on. This guy is,
I know,
he is pitching. I mean, other than the three starters,
that's a real
I would
name,
say.
Boxberger?
Yes, yeah. Everybody needs to learn more about it. We've run out of time, but Sophia, I hope you remember because I won't. But by next week, maybe there'll be a special deal, the Boxberger.
Where?
Well, that sounds like a great concession item.
I know,
I feel like
yes.
we should float that out to the marketing.
They'll listen much more to you.
I agree with you.
They'll listen much more to you
Sophia,
than me.
You be the agent on that. Get that.
Yeah, the old Boxberger.
Money.
That's right.
You can get that. I have never
had any confidence that Sophia would use something I've said, but I think I got a chance here.
Yeah, I like this idea. I do.
Yeah. See? Anything's possible.
Homer, you'll get a referral fee.
I don't need any money. If actually someone just listens to me, I'm amazed.
Then I'll take
at
the
that.
Referral fee.
All right, you can have
money.
Thanks, Sophia.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Next time we talk, we'll learn more about Brad Boxberger.
Box
number.
Burger.
Caller four. Caller four. We already have our winner from last week. Caller number four. Are you a better guesser? 1-800-990-3776. I'm on a roll. This is good again. Caller four.